Did you know that Padre Pio had such a close relationship with the souls in purgatory that he once said, "I am no longer afraid of them"? But he wasn't the only saint visited by these souls. Today I'll share an incredible story involving a pope. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today I'd like to share a fascinating story that reminds us of the reality of purgatory and the importance of praying for souls. This account comes from The Dogma of Purgatory, Explained by the Lives and Legends of the Saints, by Father François Xavier Schoup, S.J. Now, many of you know that Padre Pio had a very special bond with the souls in purgatory. He often mentioned how they frequently visited him. He once said, "I see so many souls in purgatory that I am no longer afraid of them." However, other saints also experienced visits from these souls in need of prayers. For example, Saint Luthgarda. But one visit she received was unlike any other. It wasn't just any soul. It was the soul of a pope. Father Schoup recounts this extraordinary event. Listen to this. Pope Innocent III died on July 16th, 1216. He was not only one of the most influential popes of the Middle Ages, but also a man known for his personal holiness and self-denial. His pontificate was marked by great achievements. He approved new religious orders, such as the Franciscans and Dominicans, who embraced poverty and simple living. He convened the Fourth Lateran Council, which defined important doctrines, including the dogma of transubstantiation, the doctrine that outside the Church there is no salvation, the obligation of annual confession, and new laws on consanguinity and marriage. Furthermore, Innocent's role as a defender of Christendom led him to organize 7 crusades, including the 4th and 5th crusades, which were part of the larger effort against Islam. He also led the Albigensian crusade, which eliminated the Cathar heresy in southern France, and the Livonian crusade, which played a key role in extinguishing paganism in Northern Europe. However, despite his great contributions to the Church, something remarkable happened right after his death. On the very day of his death, he appeared to Saint Luthgarda in a monastery in Belgium. He was engulfed in flames. Surprised and frightened, Luthgarda asked, "Who are you and what do you want?" The figure responded, "I am Pope Innocent." Shocked, Luthgarda asked, "But is it possible that you, our common father, find yourself in such a state?" The Pope replied, "Yes, I am indeed in this place. I am atoning for 3 faults that would have caused my eternal damnation. Thanks to the Blessed Virgin Mary, I obtained forgiveness for them. But I must still make reparation. Woe is me, it is terrible here, and this will last for centuries if you do not come to my aid. In the name of Mary, who obtained for me the favor of appealing to you, help me." After saying these words, he disappeared. Luthgarda immediately gathered her fellow sisters, and they devoted themselves to prayer and penitential works for the Pope. News of the Pope's death reached the monastery a few weeks later. Father Shoup reflects on this event. I must admit that reading about this incident had a profound impact on me, and I would gladly have passed it over in silence because I was reluctant to think that a pope, and especially this pope, had condemned himself to such a long and terrible purgatory. He continues, we know that Innocent III was one of the greatest pontiffs to sit on the throne of St. Peter. His zeal and piety led him to achieve great feats for the Church of God. How can we admit then that a man of such stature would be judged with such severity by the Supreme Tribunal? How to reconcile this revelation of St. Ludgarda with divine mercy? After much reflection, he concludes, do we not know, after all, that God shows no partiality, and that popes appear before his tribunal just like the humblest of believers, that all, great and small, are equal before him, and each receives according to his works? Do we not also know that those who govern others have a great responsibility and will have to give a strict account? The Lord of all will not make an exception for anyone and will not be swayed by greatness, for he who created all cares for all equally. But for the powerful, judgment will be severe. In conclusion, Father Shoup reminds us of the importance of intercessory prayer for the souls in purgatory, even for those we regard as pious. This serves as a call to action, especially during this week when we can gain a plenary indulgence for these suffering souls. So let us offer our prayers, masses, and works of mercy to help them reach their eternal home. As Padre Pio himself once said, we must empty purgatory with our prayers. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. Additionally, you are invited to enroll in our Holy Souls Registry for special masses offered throughout November for your deceased loved ones. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.